This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hit, or even do color spray in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen, let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Thursday morning, the DTN general opening call for later today. Expect corn to open a penny or two higher, beans about a nickel higher, wheat 2 to 3 cents higher. The overnight crude oil market, 44 cents higher at 103.14. Brent crude, 14 cents lower at 120.04. The June gold contract, $2.70 lower at $1,657.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.165 lower at 79.630. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 628. That was up 2 1/4. July wheat closed at 633.5, up 1 1/2. September wheat closed at 650.5, up 2. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 636, up 1 1/4. July corn closed at 627, up 1 1/4. September corn closed at 564.25, up 3.5. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1422, down 4. July beans closed at 1424.25, down 3. August beans closed at 1412.25, that was down 6. May soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 386.80, down 30. July meal closed at 388.90, down 26. August meal closed at 383.80, down 34. May soybean oil yesterday closed at 56.45, down 52. July oil closed at 56.84, down 51. August oil closed at 57.03, down 52. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 329.25, that was down 3 3/4. July oats closed at 332.5, and that was down a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with corn and wheat slightly higher and soybeans slightly lower. In the cash grain market, selling activity continues to be very slow. The cash basis for corn continues to improve at river terminals and processors. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids a penny higher at $6.29 to $6.46, while soybeans were 4 cents lower at $13.99 to $14.11. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 1 to 2 cents at $6.39 to $6.60. Soybeans fell by 2 to 4 cents, ranging from $14.08 to $14.24. And soft red winter wheat gained 2 cents at $6.07 to $6.28. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators Mills reported corn bids 1 to 2 cents stronger, ranging from $6.37 to $6.46. Soybeans fell by 4 cents, down to $14.09 to $14.11, and wheat prices mostly 2 cents higher at $6.21 to $6.26. Illinois River Bars loading elevators, quarter producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents higher at 646 to 654. Soybeans dropped by 4 to 6 cents at 1425 to 1431. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 2 to 4 at 616 to 624. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents higher at 660 to 663. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by a nickel with quotations at 1444 to 1445. Soft red winter wheat gained a penny up to 650 to 651. And the Milo also 1 cent higher at 615 to 616. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April hogs closed at 83.17, down 62. May hogs closed at 92.52, down 57. June hogs closed at 92.65, down 70. April cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 118.37, up 62. June cattle closed at 115.05, up 75. August cattle closed at 118.05, up 75. April feeder cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 148.60, up 152. May feeders closed at 149.42, up 182. August feeders closed at 152.10, and that was up $1.80. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock report for Wednesday, April 11th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, their leader togs, barrels, and gilts closed 19 cents lower. Carcass-based price range of 70 to 84, weighted average 78.88. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 12,000. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady to weak at 53 to 56, and Illinois direct slaughter sows traded mostly a dollar lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 45 to 50. 450 to 550 pounds at 47 to 52. Over 550 pounds at 50 to 53. Today's estimated receipts, 825. Tuesday's actuals, 1,000. Pork carcass cutout, $79.53, and that is up $1.64. The estimated daily livestock slaughter and federal inspection, hogs for today, 417,000. Last week, 419,000. A year ago, 411,000. Week to date of 1,109,000. Cattle today, 114,000. Last week, 124,000. A year ago, 127,000. Week to date of 336,000. Fox beef cutout values were lower on choice and firm on select on moderate demand and moderate heavy offerings. Total movement today, 221 fab loads, 143 trim. Choice, 177.06, that is down $1.02. Select at 177.68, and that is up 33 cents. Tuesday at the United Producers Auction over Shelbyville, 303 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 50 cents to $1 lower. Holstein steers steady to 50 cents lower. No price comparison available on slaughter cows, bulls, and feeder cattle not reported last week. Slaughter steers, choice 2s, 3s at 123 to 126.75. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 118 to 122. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 114 to 118. With select and choice 2s and 3s, 108 to 112. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, sold at 123 to 124.75. Slaughter cows, breaking type at 92.5 to 98, boning type cows at 84 to 90.5, and lean cows at 74.5 to 79, with slaughter bulls, your grade ones, at 90.5 to 97.5. Opening report for the Greenville Livestock Auction, estimated receipts today of 300. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading 50 cents lower, with Holstein steers a dollar lower in a light test. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 122.5 to 126. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 119 to 122.5. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 113 to 114.5. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 122.5 to 125.5. With select and choice 2s and 3s, 118.5 to 122. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service returning you back to WSMI.
Also on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, March Class 3 milk closed at $15.36, up a penny. April milk closed at $15.24, up 15. May milk closed at $15.27, up 22. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $131.50, unchanged. For April, $126, unchanged. For May, $125.25, up a quarter. Butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for March closed at 143 unchanged. For April, 147 and three quarter unchanged. For May, 151 unchanged. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for block cheese, 148 and a half unchanged. For barrel cheese, 147 and a quarter unchanged. For butter, 145 unchanged. Non-fat dry milk, 126 and three quarter unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk, $16.06. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.46. For May, $6.33. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.38. For May, $6.25. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.07. And for May, $14.08. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.46, corn at Scottville, $6.38, beans to Scottville or Greenfield, $14.07, wheat at Scottville, $6.12. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. It's been brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar in the Weather Center showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service are properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 60s and light southeast winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, Friday, cloudy skies and warmer with a chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, cloudy skies and warmer with a day-to-day chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 60s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 29 degrees under mostly clear skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, corn farmers have overwhelmingly approved an increase in the checkoff rate they pay when marketing their grain. By a vote of 1,137 to 317, they passed a referendum on March 28th to raise the rate by a quarter cent per bushel. The referendum result was announced Wednesday after the Illinois Department of Agriculture completed its review of the ballots and certified the statewide vote total. The Illinois Corn Marketing Board requested the referendum. The measure won approval in 71 of Illinois' 102 counties and was supported on 78% of the ballots cast. That means effective on October the 1st, the current 3/8 cent checkoff rate will increase to 5/8 of a cent per bushel. If they choose, farmers still have the right to receive a full refund. The Illinois Corn Marketing Board, a volunteer board of farmers elected by their peers, administers the checkoff fund. Members invest the proceeds in market development, research, education, and promotional programs designed to enhance the profitability of Illinois corn farmers. And farmers are well ahead of schedule on their corn planting this spring, but need rain if the pace is to continue, according to the National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield. Farmers have planted about 17% of the corn crop statewide compared to 3% last year, and the five-year average of about 1%. However, nearly half of the state's fields are rated as short of water. The Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Illinois Department of Transportation are reminding motorists to be alert for farm equipment. Because of the warm and dry weather, farmers are able to finish their field preparations early this year, and a lot are ready to start planting. That means the farm traffic on rural roads will increase dramatically over the next few weeks, much sooner than usual. Studies show that left turn, rear end, and passing collisions are the most common types of accidents involving motorists and farm machinery. Also, black cutworms are invading the state of Illinois from bottom to top. Todd Gleason has more on why corn farmers with a crop already in the ground need to be wary and scouting their fields.
The black cutworm is an insect pest of corn. It can decimate a seedling crop in a few days, and this season it is showing up across the state of Illinois in droves. Extension entomologist from the University of Illinois, Mike Gray, says the black cutworm moth flights into the state from the south have been very intense.
In terms of not only the number of moths coming in from the Gulf Coast states where they overwinter, but in terms of how early these strong flights are. And in fact, we know that March was a record-breaking month in terms of warm temperatures, really from the very beginning of March. So with these very warm temperatures, we've seen a rush to plant. And we know that a lot of fields across southern Illinois, central Illinois, have been planted to corn. Some have already emerged as we get into early April. These fields are going to have to be carefully scouted for early signs of leaf feeding injury caused by the young, very small caterpillars, you know, the early instar black cutworm larvae.
The moths that fly into Illinois fields are not looking for corn. Rather, they're looking for a good place to lay eggs, and the warm winter provided plenty of opportunities in the form of abundant weeds. Even dead weeds, sprayed by a farmer earlier in the spring, make for good black cutworm habitat.
We do have cooperators around the state who use pheromone traps to monitor the flights. And anytime you get 9 or more moths over a 1 to 2 day period, we call that an intense capture. And we've had a number of those intense captures reported across the state, even in some of our more northern Illinois counties.
BT hybrids do not necessarily control the black cutworm under heavy infestations. So Gray says scouting is key.
Take this insect seriously this year. Again, we've had some heavy flights, a lot of corn going in the ground right now. Well worth the time to give this insect the respect that it deserves.
That means scouting cornfields for the black cutworm. Gray suggests looking at about 20 plants in each of at least 5 different parts of the field. Early signs of black cutworm leaf feeding look like small pinholes.
If you begin to see that, dig around the base of that plant. See if you can spot a cutworm in its burrow at the base of the plant. In many cases, black cutworms will abandon those burrows on cloudy days, certainly in evening hours. And in some cases, that heavy feeding injury and cutting may be taking place at night.
Well, the old rescue treatment threshold for black cutworm was to spray when 3% of the plants were being cut. That's changed with the economics of corn. The higher price makes the crop more valuable, and for that reason, Gray suggests a more intense scouting effort.
I think probably a better indicator is when you begin to see maybe 1% of plants with that small leaf feeding injury that I've talked about, that may be a point that could translate into subsequent, you know, cutting at 3% levels. So if you begin to see that 1% leaf feeding injury, that's a signal for you to really intensify your scouting efforts and make, you know, a very informed management decision regarding whether or not a rescue treatment may be needed.
Again, the Illinois entomologist recommendation is to scout cornfields for leaf feeding, not cutting, but leaf feeding at the 1% level, and then weigh a rescue treatment as that feeding turns to cutting. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Earlier this week, we talked to Tricia Braid of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. She was a guest on the AM Live program, and she talked about efforts to come up with a farm bill.
farmers really need to have a 2012 Farm Bill in 2012. Your listeners know it makes it difficult to plan and make your arrangements on your own place, on your farm, when you don't know what the legislation might mean to you personally. So we were there in D.C. talking to members of Congress, also people at the staff level, to really hit home with them that we would like them to do everything they can to get that Farm Bill done this year. It may come to pass in the next few weeks while farmers are out on their tractors planting or spraying, if we get a little farther along here, that we might need folks to make calls into their congressional representatives to let them know that we really need to get this done. And it's interesting on the Farm Bill, Randy, that the Senate Ag Committee is indicating that they're pretty far along in the process, and they might have something to vote on here in the next couple of months, maybe even before the Memorial Day recess. The House Ag Committee is also indicating that they've been working something up. Now, getting legislation out of each of the committees is an important step, but of course, before things get done, the Senate floor would have to vote on it, the full House would have to vote on it, and then there would be conference committees. So there is a lot of work that needs to be done there. We know that last fall, the super committee put forth a plan for agriculture. Agriculture was the only group that was able to put a plan together at all in that process. So we're regardless of the details of that plan, we're hopeful that kind of a bipartisan approach can get this legislation done. We know that the Farm Bill through the years has not really been that partisan. It's been something where both sides of the aisle can really just jump in and get their hands dirty and get the work done. And we're hoping that that can happen this year as well.
And that was Tricia Braid of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. When most farmers think of the NRCS EQIP, or Environmental Quality Incentives Program, they think of programs aimed at row crop producers. However, livestock producers can also benefit from EQIP. Whether your livestock operation is classified as grazing or confinement, the EQIP program can offer assistance. Jamie Hoke is a district conservationist with the NRCS. She explains that EQIP can help grazing operations get the most out of their pasture land.
Livestock's a big push, and we're always willing to help them if maybe grazing concerns, somebody wants to make their grazing operation more efficient. We have different incentive payments per practice, as I would call it, so maybe for fencing or pipelines or watering facilities, we have different payments, incentive payments addressing or implementing all those practices. For example, for grazers, if you had pasture that's being overgrazed, we would have ways to plan your operation so we could have prescribed grazing, and by rotationally grazing your livestock, you're getting the most bang for your buck, is what I always say, out of your pasture. So the most efficient grazing, which gives you the most money and the healthiest, happiest cows.
When it comes to confinement operations, Ms. Hoke says EQIP can also play a key role.
For livestock producers, we have comprehensive nutrient management plans, which is getting a plan written on your operation to address any resource concerns and then utilize the waste you may have on your farm. And then that plan can lead into confined livestock application for EQIP, which would be implementing that plan, building some kind of waste storage facility or a composting facility. For example, the confined livestock, if you have any kind of lot runoff, some people are concerned with the EPA raising a concern. EQIP, if you did have any resource concerns or any problems, that's one way to fix some of your possible issues.
Applications for EQIP are accepted year-round. However, the next approval deadline is June 1st, and to find out more about the program, you can contact your local NRCS office. Efforts to promote American red meat exports continue. From the United States Meat Export Federation, Joe Sheely tells us more.
USMEF economist Erin Bohr has just returned from Indonesia, where she had the opportunity to meet with key stakeholders in the red meat industry. Indonesia has been a promising market for U.S. beef exports, especially beef variety meat. But Bohr reports that Indonesia's goal of bolstering its own beef production has led to a more restrictive business climate.
Our visit to Indonesia was very action-packed 2 days, and it was exciting for me to see the market firsthand for the first time. The basic takeaway was that there is indeed tremendous potential in Indonesia, but it's very frustrating seeing the difficulties that importers there are having and the challenges that they're facing to get import permits specifically. So We talked to several members of the trade, and it was clear from all of them that they wanted our assistance to try to gain better access for import permits to get the specific items that they need in that market.
Because of a predominantly Muslim population, opportunities for U.S. pork have traditionally been much more limited in Indonesia. But demand is growing, and Borer reports that the U.S. industry is well positioned to capitalize.
We definitely saw opportunities for U.S. pork, and with the Chinese population and even just expat population within Jakarta, there's definite demand for U.S. pork products. And at our Great American Barbecue event held at the ambassador's house, we had a separate table with U.S. pork ribs and sausages, and they were a definite hit there at the event. And we gave a full update during our seminar on the pork side of things, and there were several in the audience that were interested and learned a lot that day. Market access has been less of a problem than on the beef side, although we did hear from importers that they were also now having problems getting import licenses for pork.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
It's 6:34 on this Thursday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. The Hamel Co-op Grain Company has announced their 2012 Chick Days, a program focused on healthy starts for many baby animals. The co-op's Chick Days will provide poultry raising resources to the area February through May. And with many people looking for ways to save on food costs and control their food choices, from the farm to the backyard, raising chickens can provide a healthy and educational alternative. The Chick Owners Workshop will be held at the Hamel Co-op Grain Company Saturday morning from 10 until noon. Discussed will be chicken raising and predator safety, marketing your eggs, and poultry nutrition. Prizes will be awarded during the seminar and refreshments provided. Customers are encouraged to stop by the store before the event to place orders for specific breeds of chickens. For more information, call our friend Amy Rozier at 618-633-2215. The store is located at 121 North Old Route 66 in Hamel. A couple of other news notes. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources said Tuesday that young hunters harvested 1,300 turkeys. That's compared with the previous record of 750 birds last year. Jefferson County was tops in the state with 47 turkeys harvested during the youth hunt. U.S. drivers will pay on average of 24 cents more per gallon for gasoline during the summer's travel season, the government said Tuesday. Gasoline will cost an average $3.95 per gallon from April to September, an increase of over 6% from the same period last year. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later this morning. Expect corn to open about a penny or two higher, beans about a nickel higher, wheat 2 to 3 cents higher. The overnight crude oil market, 44 cents higher at 103.14. Brent crude, 14 cents lower at 120.04. The June gold contract, $2.70 lower at $1,657.60. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.